This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to the beautiful students at the Western Grammar School, is that correct? It's beautiful to be here with you all virtually. My name is Sister Kalisha Bennett. Inshallah, I've been requested to give you guys a bit of a talk on the topic of the power of hijab. And that's a pretty powerful title to be given. And I'm not sure I can give it justice, subhanAllah, to how powerful hijab can be in the life of a young woman. But inshallah, I will give it my best go. So when we look at the power of hijab, we need to understand what this word power means and how do we derive power from a piece of cloth that we are wearing and wrapping around our hair. And, you know, when we look at hijab, what is hijab? What does it mean to you? Do you understand the definition of it? No doubt your parents, your family, your school have taught you a little bit about hijab and what it's supposed to mean and how important it is and the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believing women to draw their veils over their chests and their neck and their hair. Likely you know a little bit about it and who we're supposed to cover in front of inshallah ta'ala. And if you don't, be sure to reach out and ask someone at your school who can teach you what the hijab definition is and what that looks like. So I won't tell you that today in this talk, inshallah, but I will talk about the power of hijab and how to overcome some of the struggles that you might have with it. So I know that being young, you girls are in high school. The most challenging years of my life were the high school years. I wore a hijab in a public school in country Western Australia, and I was the only Muslim girl in the entire school. And the only person obviously wearing the hijab. So I had massive battles, massive insecurities. I felt super nervous when I was going to that school for year 8 and year 9. But alhamdulillah, I never regretted the fact that I wore it and that I was being true to myself and true to my religion. But it wasn't easy. So what are some of the struggles when it comes to choosing hijab? You know, there are struggles with fitting in. And the desire to fit in, like you don't want to be different sometimes. You want to be just like everyone else. Maybe most of the people in your family or some of your friends that you hang around with don't wear hijab. So there's definitely a struggle with if I choose to wear it, will I fit in and will I be accepted? There's also the struggle with wanting to look pretty. And I know we're in times now where everyone thinks, you know, if to be a girl, you need to be pretty or you need to be popular, and that your popularity is defined by your looks or by your hair. But we need to know that, you know, we are so much more than what our external looks are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't really care about what we look like or how pretty we are. He cares about our hearts and our deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about who we are on the inside. And we also need to start caring more about who we are on the inside and put looking pretty a bit further down on the priority list. You, my dear sisters, my beautiful young ladies, are so much more than your looks. There's so much more to you than how pretty you are or how pretty you think you aren't. There's so much more to you than the length of your lashes and how shiny your lips are and, you know, the color of your skin. You're so much more than that. You also might, you know, struggle with the issue of if you wear hijab, maybe you'll drop in your popularity status. Maybe people won't think you're as cool as you used to be if you choose to wear hijab, or you choose to maybe even wear a hijab which is even more modest than what others are wearing. That can be another struggle as well. Sometimes we fear or struggle wearing hijab because we're worried about bullying, or we're worried about a society's view of us, that when we go out, maybe someone might yell at me or swear at me or attack me. Or if I'm at school and maybe there are some people at school, if there are some girls who go to public schools, and if they wore hijab, they might get bullied by other students or by even, other people in the class or even by staff members, subhanAllah. And again, that's a big struggle to have to face and overcome, and we'll address how and why we can, inshallah, overcome these different struggles. Sometimes girls feel like they're uncomfortable that it's hot to wear the hijab. And no doubt on those boiling hot summer days, sometimes it can definitely be a struggle to wear hijab or to wear proper hijab and to love hijab when, you know, it's scorching hot and, you know, you're dripping with sweat. Again, we need to look at the why behind why we wear it. Some people struggle with hijab because their parents either force them to wear it, or they might even have parents who don't want them to wear it. So there are struggles both ways sometimes, where families will judge a girl because she wants to wear hijab and they're saying, no, you're too young, you don't need to wear it yet, or you're so beautiful, why you want to cover up all your beauty? And then you have parents who, you know, a young girl might be struggling with wearing the hijab and the parents are forcing it, but using threats to force it. Like, if you take it off, we'll hit you or we'll kick you out, or if you don't wear it, you're not going to be part of this family. So that can happen as well and be a real struggle with hijab. Another reason why girls might struggle with hijab is they just have weak iman. Like, they don't feel bonded to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't feel like they want to wear it for Him. So that becomes a big struggle behind, why do I want to wear it? I don't really know why, or I don't feel a strong reason to wear it. So that has more to do with a young girl's level of iman. So as you can see, and for any adults who are listening, there is definitely a massive struggle with the decision to wear the hijab. It's not easy. And let's acknowledge that for young people, it's not an overnight simple choice for some. That for some, it's painstaking. That for some, they cry and they worry. For some, they hate it but still wear it. For some, they wish they didn't have to wear it. For some, they wish there was a way out of wearing it. So let's acknowledge that it's really hard for some young people to wear the hijab. And for those who don't find it difficult, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and reward you. And what a blessing it is that you found it really easy to wear the hijab. And may Allah keep us all humble and sincere and understand that for some, it's not as easy as it is for others. So to overcome the struggles with the hijab, you need to prepare a strong set of whys. Why wear hijab? Why keep it on? Why be steadfast? Why be serious about wearing the hijab? So let's ask the question, you know, if this is called the power of hijab, why is the hijab your power? Why is it power for you as a young Muslim woman, as a young teenager living in today's times? How and why is hijab your power? Number one is the fact that the hijab, you wear it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wear it to be obedient to Him. You wear it to submit to Him. You wear it to worship Him. That means that nothing and no one else, no one else's opinion on what you should do and what you should look like matters except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, my young ladies, is power. That you wear the hijab, that you sacrifice the desire to show your beauty, to instead cover it up only because you love your Lord and your Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know that you're going to answer to Him alone on the Day of Judgment. So in your mind and in your heart, you don't care what anyone else has to say or think about you choosing to wear a piece of cloth and modest clothing for your Creator. You don't care what anyone thinks or has to say about that. You're powering ahead and doing it. So that is the most powerful source of power with wearing the hijab. It's also powerful because your hijab is a visible part of your Muslim identity. They call it that Muslim women, girls, we're the flag bearers. We're the ones waving the flag of like, look, there are the Muslims, because we see Muslim women. And we're in times now where Islamophobia is a real thing, unfortunately. And Muslim women are the ones who statistically receive the majority of the abuse from racist, bigoted people. Why? Because they're wearing the hijab. It's the hijab wearing sisters who become like the warriors of Islam, subhanAllah. So you get to be a warrior, you get to be identifiably Muslim, and you get to decide to be unapologetically Muslim. We're not sorry for being Muslim. We're not sorry for believing in one God alone without partners, and we're not going to shy away and hide away. We're going to practice our faith openly and strongly and with conviction and show ourselves as feminine, modest women. The way that the Creator wants us to be. Also, another way that the hijab is your power is that it allows your inner beauty to shine through. Instead of relying on how long or luscious your hair looks, or you know how pretty or attractive you are, you get to say, you know what, let's put that away and cover that up. Let my personality shine through. Let my intelligence shine through. Let my manners, my kindness, my warmth, my generosity. This is who I am on the inside, and I'm going to allow those traits and values to shine forward, and I'm not going to focus on presenting my beauty to the world to make anyone like me. You get to be who you are and show who you are, and inshallah, those who are good, sincere people will like you for that and be drawn to you for that, inshallah. Also, hijab is your power because it allows you to take a stand against society's expectations and standards. We know that the world around us wants to exploit and objectify and use women to sell basically anything and everything. They want to just throw the images and the bodies and the sexuality and the beauty of women for everybody to see. Doesn't matter who, doesn't matter the age, let everyone see everything at any time, all for the sake of what? A dollar, fame, attention. But when you choose to wear hijab, you choose to say, I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm not going to play that game. I'm going to take my power, my honor, my dignity. It's mine. It's God-given to me, and I'm going to keep it, and I'm going to safeguard it, and no one is allowed to take that away from me. No one is allowed to exploit me for my beauty, for my assets, for my qualities, for my attractiveness. No one's allowed to have any of that without my permission. Hijab also takes back the honor, of being a woman. It's about you keeping and holding on to your honor and not giving that up for anyone. Your honor is largely connected to the way that others end up treating you, subhanAllah. So when you don't let others treat you as they wish and you hold on to your personal identity and your dignity, that is a way of preserving your honor because you don't give yourself away freely. And that includes visually giving yourself away to appease or to appeal to the eyes of other people or strangers. So this is power, to be able to be less self-conscious about your looks and your body because you choose to cover it up and measure yourself on your deeds and your actions and your character. This is power, to have a new love and appreciation for the form that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you with. He made you perfectly as you are. Your natural beauty, your natural body is absolutely perfect and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it and created for you. So to be able to say that I love and cherish myself and I don't want to show it anywhere. I love myself as I am. I don't need to excessively beautify myself and publicize my beauty everywhere. This is true power. We also need to reflect on the impact on ourselves or on society from seeing other people's bodies and beauty. So this is an important thing as well. When women veil themselves or cover up their assets, if you want to call it that, cover up their beauty and choose to withdraw it from society and withdraw it from the eyes of others, what it does is it allows others to develop themselves and develop self-appreciation for themselves because they're not constantly seeing the bodies and the looks of others to then compare themselves to as well. So, you know, it's also about reducing the impact of negative self-image on women and young girls from seeing less of the beauty and the bodies of other women as well. So that's an interesting point. And there's lots of research that tells us about how teenage girls and young girls in particular, the more images that they see, the more photos, the more videos of women who are dressed openly, who are very beautified who look beautiful in unnatural ways, or they've been augmented to look a certain way, or they're only seeing certain maybe very specific body shapes, body sizes, or certain looks of makeup or facial features. This accustoms the person who is viewing it to think that that's how they should look, when that is so far from the truth. We are all diverse in shape, color, looks, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, like I said, created us all beautifully and perfectly. So hijab, again, helps to reduce the negative self-image that we have around us in epidemic proportions. So to continue to strengthen and embrace the power of your hijab, make sure you get support. Where can you get support? Put yourself in good environments, whether it's your school environment, youth groups, your mosque, Islamic classes, with a mentor. Keep yourself with support, spiritual support and mindset support as well. If you can, get family support, get family to back you up, hold you accountable and be there for you in your hijab journey. Make sure you've got hijabs and outfits that you like, that you can work with, that you feel comfortable wearing and that tick the boxes in terms of hijab prerequisites. Keep yourself with good friends. Friends is everything, that company of your friends. If your friends are strong in hijab or supportive of you wearing the hijab properly, then it will make things a whole lot easier because you've got that group support, and make sure you continue with your Islamic learning. So I end with that, my beautiful young ladies. It was amazing to share this reminder with you. I hope it has planted the seed of inspiration, of hope, of motivation to wear the hijab and to hold on to the hijab and feel so powerful and so strong and so inspired and supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you choose to do this beautiful act of obedience. So two final points. When you wear the hijab, please remember to be patient. You're going to have to be patient because it isn't going to be easy sometimes, and be steadfast. Hold on to it all your life. Wear it proudly. And inshallah ta'ala, you will meet with Allah's pleasure until your last breath, and you'll meet with His pleasure in the afterlife with the bliss in Jannah, inshallah. Ameen. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.